when Daniel James Brown's The Boys in the Boat was published in 2013, it was a huge success. Over 150 weeks on the bestseller lists, one of our personal favorites. It's the true story of the 8-oar rowing team at the University of Washington in the 1930s. The sons of loggers, farmers, shipyard workers, most of whom had never even been in a boat before they came to school. But they ended up beating teams from more elite schools and then took on the world at the Olympics in Berlin, winning the gold medal, inching out the Italian and German boats under the watchful eye of Hitler. You can hear our 2013 interview with Daniel James Brown at hearandnow.org. As he told us then, the boy's story inspired the country. But now the question is, will it inspire young readers today? Daniel James Brown has come up with a new young adult version of his book. It's called The Boys in the Boat, the true story of an American team's epic journey to win gold at the 1936 Olympics. It's in stores next week. And Daniel joins us from Seattle to talk about this new version. Daniel, welcome.
Hi.
And what timing? We're reading that young adult books are, you know, the market's exploding in part because of Common Core requirements that kids read more and be tested on critical thinking. There's a huge lift in nonfiction sales for young people. So were you thinking, I'll ride that wave? Did someone approach you? I mean, how did this happen?
No, it was more, at least from my vantage point, a matter of getting emails. I mean, I get emails every day about the book, of course, and certain things come up over and over. And one of the things that's been coming up a lot lately is parents and grandparents and teachers saying, boy, I wish there was an edition of this book that my kids or my students could read for themselves. And from the publisher's viewpoint, as you say, it is a trend. There's more and more interest in publishing books that bring history to life. Teachers are always looking for books that that enliven history. And I think books like this fit into that niche.
Books like Unbroken are hugely popular for young people. And you also are seeing young people at your readings.
Yeah. Initially, when the adult version came out, most of the people that came to my readings were older. But just particularly in the last year, I've had more and more young people who've either had the book read to them or who are far enough along to read the book for themselves come to their readings and come up afterwards and want their book signed. And I've been talking to them, you know, about why the story interested them. And there's a whole range of reasons, but it mostly has to do with they're really attracted by the idea of a story about young people who have set goals for themselves and have to overcome obstacles because it resonates in their own lives.
Well, when we talked and when we read the book, we said to you, did you make this up? You know, because it is, it's that perfect template of a story. It's the young, hardscrabble people who come into a competitive world that they know nothing about, and they Rocky-like rise to the top, and it's got all this history around it. Just remind people, at the center you have Joe Rance, the rower. His mother died when he was young. Stepmother didn't want him. He was kind of abandoned, told to live on his own when he was in high school. I mean, really a compelling story. Tell us more.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. He was literally left standing on the porch of a half-finished house out in Squim, Washington, and wound up having to forage in the woods for food and poach salmon from the river and make his own way in the world. And eventually he did, and he formed his own identity. And I think that's part of what appeals to young people is I think, you know, most young people today don't have that kind of experience. But I think it's pretty universal among young people as they enter adolescence that they feel detached from the adults in their world and feel a need to go out and create their own identity. So I think it resonates on that level.
You, by the way, met him before he died. His daughter Judy was your neighbor. He told you the story of the boat decades after it happened. What other lessons can young people take, did you think, from his story?
There are certain virtues or character traits that he developed that I think stand any young person in good stead. He learned perseverance. He learned how to trust people because after being abandoned by his parents, he didn't really trust anybody in the world. And he learned that he had to come to trust the other people on the crew if he was going to succeed at that.
Well, actually, that alone is a terrific story, how the members of the team had to pull together. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to learn to fit in with other people. And that's really the center of it, is that that's challenging for any young person, or at least often is challenging for young people. And he also learned the importance of being earnest about what he was doing. You know, he and all these guys in the boat, they took pride in what they were doing. And of course, they took pride when they were rowing in Germany, representing the United States in the Olympics. But it was much more than that. They took pride in their tasks. They took pride in their work as a crew every time they went out. And that was a lesson and a revelation, I think, not just for Joe, but for all of them.
What did you feel you had to leave out of the book, because it's a young person's book? It's shorter, but not by, I mean, it's still a healthy read. So what did you feel you had to leave out?
Well, we left out some of the more esoteric discussions, for instance, of what was happening in Germany. In the adult version, there's quite a bit of talk about the exact nature of the propaganda machine that the Nazis put in place and how Leni Riefenstahl's film contributed to that, and some of the economic background of what was happening in Germany. And much of that came out, but we wanted to leave enough in so that kids got a broad exposure to what was happening in Germany in those years leading up to the Olympics, and more importantly, how the Nazis used the Olympics as this propaganda device to deceive the rest of the world.
But you still, you don't shy away from talking about the growing anti-Semitism.
No.
There's a little less we noticed about boat building and rowing, although you approach it in a different way. There's some illustrations.
Yeah, exactly. You know, kids tend to be pretty visual. And so instead of material about the various parts of the stroke, for instance, the mechanics of rowing, we substituted an illustration at the back of the book. And we provided a timeline. We provided a visual gallery to introduce each of the characters so that kids could keep track of who was who.
How else do you think about writing for young adults? If memory serves, I don't have the book right in front of me, but I think the first line is, "This is a true story," which I thought,
that's right.
Oh, what a great way to, you know, to start a book for young people. But I mean, you're kind of scholarly in your writing. Did you feel you had to talk down to them? I mean, how did you think about writing for younger people?
Well, I think it's really important not to talk down, of course. And to pull back on the whatever degree of scholarliness there is to my voice and make it simple and transparent so you are telling them a story. I try to think of it as sitting down next to them as I would sit down next to one of my daughters and telling them a story and making sure that the language is clear and appropriate and that the arc of the story is still there. I really wanted to make sure that the emotional experience of the book, the heart of the book, remained there, because that's really what makes it worth reading.
Oh, it's such a great book. And the story that you tell of the University of Washington's rowing team was overshadowed by the success of African-American runner Jesse Owens at the Berlin Olympics. Then you write this book, and people are like, how is this possible? You know, I'd never heard of this before. Were you surprised at the chord that it struck?
Yeah, we thought it would do well, but to tell you the truth, I and the publisher both, I think, have been somewhat surprised at just how deeply it's resonated with so many different people. And I think in a sort of roundabout way, relates to the Jesse Owens story. Jesse Owens' story is a great American story because mm-hmm. it helps define who we are as a people. But it's a story, amongst other things, of great individual achievement or achievements. This is a story about great team achievement, and I think it resonates partly because it reminds us that part of who we are, historically at least, is a people who have been pretty good at building great teams and getting great things done.
Yeah. Daniel, one last thought. Our producer, Emiko, points out the race is on YouTube, which is how kids get their history. What would you say to a kid who says, I saw that on YouTube, it's really cool? What would you say to convince them, oh no, you got to read this book?
Yeah, it is cool. I mean, the clip of the gold medal race is very compelling. I think, though, what I would say is that, okay, that's cool. What they did is amazing. That 6 minutes in Berlin was amazing. But how did they get there? How did they get to be that good? How did they manage to stand on the world stage and beat a German boat in front of Hitler? Who were they? Where'd they come from? What motivated them? What values did they have? And can you learn any lessons from learning about who they were and where they came from?
Well, it's a terrific story, and it's told by Daniel James Brown in his new YA version of his best-selling book, The Boys in the Boat. Daniel, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
And we'll have that YouTube video at hereandnow.org. Here's a taste. America has won. Show the video to your kids and then get the book when it comes out next week.